There are posts that holds that ownership does have play a factor. The question is, does ownership play a factor at all in the definition of the Rishuyas? In other words, we said, it's Rishus HaYachid, so if it has walls, it's Rishus HaYachid. If it doesn't have walls, it's not. It doesn't matter whether it's owned by a Yachid or not owned by a Yachid. However, there are poskim that hold that by Rishus HaRabim, it's only considered Rishus HaRabim if it does not have private ownership. So if a street here in the city would have private ownership, that might take away the idea of being a Rishus HaRabim. I think there's one street in the Lower East Side that's privately owned, and I think that was the one street that they mounted to have an Erev on that one street. Was given to have an Erev on that one street. But we assume that okay. Now we said that Rishus HaRabim, you can't just put up a Tzuras HaPesach. What we call an Erev today is the Tzuras HaPesach, is the two vertical poles and a horizontal string on top cannot be put up. So that's why we don't make an Erev if there's a real Rishus HaRabim. Now we discussed various heterim that could apply to the streets here in Manhattan. This Chor of Manhattan is 16 amas wide and there's 600,000 people here. So the Chor should be Rishus HaRabim according to all the opinions. So we discussed, well, maybe the street isn't straight and maybe the buildings count as walls, etc. Now there is a concept, Rabosai, of being able to carry in Rishus HaRabim if they're dlossos. There's a concept in Hilchos Erevin of Erevin Malkus. Dlossos. Very relevant for this week. Dlossos means if the streets would have doors, and I will shut the door every night, and if the traffic can't go there, then it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So that's usually, that's why the Gemara says that Yerushalayim, Yomolei Dlossa said, and Olof Balayla, Yuchayim Olof Bishom Rishus HaRabim. But Yerushalayim, and the city was closed off at night. The gates of the city were closed off at night, so you couldn't get in to the city. So that's why Yerushalayim was not Rishus HaRabim, because it was closed off. So if we would close off all the streets every night, then it wouldn't be Rishus HaRabim, any shayla of Rishus HaRabim, and then you're able to carry. You see?
Dlossos have to be shut every night, or they should, or they can be shut every night.
Oh, so there's a machlokes, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam sheet is, it's enough dlossos haruyos for it all. Dlossos haruyos. All you need is that it's right with all. And the another Rishonim say no. Every night it has to be closed. Also, so they say that while on Thanksgiving or New Year's Eve, they shut the street for a minute or something like that. So Lachar, that has no halachic bearing. Some people say, oh, you can make an Erev in these big streets because they shut it once a year for a second or something like that, for a parade or something. These things have no halachic bearing. It has to be every night. Every night. For the whole night. Maybe I think I heard someone say maybe the wrong of the night. But okay, but these 1 second things are not gonna do it. It's interesting history now that they're closing, you know, the day, and this make an interesting status as 185th Street over here. That now that it's closed for
all day.
So Chora, nothing special about night. It's the day, you're not going to close it. Here, you close the day, open the night. So Chora is the same thing as open the day and close the night. So it could be that as a result, that this street maybe would lose its status of Rishus HaRabim as a result that it's closed off. So we're an area on this street.
If you live in First Hall.
If you live in First Hall, you'd be able to carry the block, and vice versa. So that would be a good situation. That's what I told the president. I was sitting next to him at a bris the other week. I was in Joe. I said, it would be nice that Amsterdam be closed off. You know, that would solve all the issues of Rishus HaRabim problems to Amsterdam in. But that is the one way that you can make your Rishus HaRabim, you know, you'd be able to carry in Rishus HaRabim if it losses. But you know, in Holland, in Amsterdam, Rabbi Ralbach, the son, from Brooklyn, son of the old Rabbi Ralbach. So he was a rav in Amsterdam, so he was misakin an eruv. See, in Amsterdam, they wouldn't allow them to make an eruv with the strings. It would be against the law, so they couldn't do it. So the only way they were able to make a possible eruv there is like that in front of every street, what he would do was... street, you would have a two poles, maybe something like this. Like say nail sticking out, and then you could, and basically you'd have strings, that you could like an accordion that you could stretch it out. No, it wouldn't be stretched out. It would be closed. But theoretically, you could stretch it out onto the other side, and then you'd have a Dallas. And that's what they had in every street. So, and that would have the status of Los Arroyos, at least. So first of all, there are a couple of things. First of all, it could be that this is not even Glossus Arruyus. That's the question. Glossus Arruyus means, to me, not everyone agrees with it, but to me it means that even though it's not closed every night, but if I want, I can close it, the street, every night. But just because you have it there, and they're going to put you in jail, they're going to arrest you if you try to do that, that's a question. Is that called Arruyus Lino? Well, that's the discussion. I have my Sefer and Erevin. I wrote a Sefer and Erevin. If you're interested, you can buy it for them. But so that's a discussion whether this is even called Ruyas Lino. Maybe Ruyas Lino means, again, when I have the jurisdiction to close, even though I decide I don't bother closing it every night. But if I want, I can close it and stop the traffic. So then it's not Rishus HaRabim. But if I don't really have to, even though the physical structure is up, but I don't have a right to close it, so then I don't have a right to close it, then there's no, it's not even called Royal Soil. Okay, but he assumed that it is called Royal Soil. And there are posts like that, so and that's what they did. They made the this type of Erev, that's the type of Erev they make, Erev of Glossus. Now that we're talking about glossos, let me point out another important point about glossos. It is a big machlokes haposkim. So what's this idea? In other words, so if you have a door on every street, even if you want to say these streets are Rishus HaRam D'oraisa, which they may be, but if we could have a door, so if we were able to shut it every night, gewaltig. And even if we couldn't, but if we would have the ability to, even if we didn't, then that's a shaila of glossos ruis little. Because the question is like this. What is the din of a delis? Say, for example, and let's not go over Rishus HaRam for a second. Say, for example, you have a enclosed area. And like one of these public school yards, you know what I'm talking about, fenced in. And then there's a gate. Now, we said before, in order for a mechitza to be good, it has to have omen merubala parts. It has to be more wall than airspace. Now, even if there's omen merubala parts, but if it appears to yeser meyeser, if there's an opening more than 10 amas, 19 feet wide, then it's also no good. So it has to be an omen merubala parts, and there can't be a pirtzi yeser meyeser. Those are the two conditions that you need for a wall to be good. So say, for example, I have a gate here, and the gate is open. See, if the gate is closed, then the gate itself is a wall. But when the gate is open, does that count as a wall or not? That's the question. When the gate is open, does that count as a wall or not? So you would say like this, a delis is good even in Rosh Hashanah, so certainly it should count. No. So the question is like this. Chazon Ish writes, he says, a delis is not a wall. If the delis is closed, then it's a wall. If it's open, then it's not a wall, because it's open. So the only reason a delis is good is if there's also a Tzuras HaPesach, and then you worry that the Tzuras HaPesach is being destroyed by the traffic going through. So a delis then will prevent the traffic from going through, either because it's closed every night, or potentially it could be closed every night. So then the delis will save the day of the Tzuras HaPesach. But if there's no Tzuras HaPesach and you just have a delis, so then the delis is only good when the delis is closed. When the delis is open, it's meaningless. That says the Chazon Ish. So says the Chazon Ish, so this thing that they did in Amsterdam is meaningless, says the Chazon Ish. Because what did they do in Amsterdam? They made a delis that's open, that's royal and all, but there's no Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore, when it's open, it's a nothing. And it's royal and all means that it's open. So Chazon Ish said it's not good. The delis is only because it preserves the Tzuras HaPesach, which is being halachically destroyed because of the traffic that's going through it. Okay, that's what the but the Avdei Nezer says not that. The Avdei Nezer says that the delis itself is a mechitza, even when it's open. There was a new din that a delis is a mechitza by the fact that it. Because what's the whole idea of a mechitza on Shabbos? A mechitza is because it stops. Why is there a Shusha Rabbi Yahayochi defined by mechitzas? Because since it's the traffic can't get through, that's what gives it the steps. So the chiddush is that a delis also, since at any 1 second you could close it, so that has the status of mechitza even when it's open. And even for a shusay harab, it works. So memeda, when you make a delis, you don't have to have a tzuras hapesach. A delis is good in its own right. So this is the big machlokes. The Ranzina Rebbe, he's the one who was the Baal HaTchelis. He had his tchelus. Every generation did. They come up with a tchelus. So everyone, so the Radin had his tchelus. People today have a discussion about tchelus today. But so the Radin has a sefer. In the sefer, part of the sefer is about the tchelus, and part of the sefer is about why he thinks that a delus is good even without a tzuras apesach. Those are the top two. So, that'd be a third topic there, but those are the two main topics from the book about Adelis, Blitzer, Fapesa, and Chaylus and Tzitzis. So, so that's what he, so he passed it then, and that it's good even without, and in my sefer I quote from different sources that there's a lot of rise to, against the Chazon Ish, even though the Chazon Ish was so strong about this. And in the Hakdama, in the Sefer here, it's Ma'od, Ma'od, Yesh Lizar, to know that if you have a Delos and it's no Tzuras HaPesach, it's enough. And Chazon Ish was Mamish Eish L'Hava about this. But there are other Makaris against the Chazon Ish. You know, obviously, it doesn't say Beferish in the Gemara one way or the other. To me, that itself is a Raya against the Chazon Ish. Because if Gemara should have said that, the Chazon Ish would say, no, I mean, the Chazon Ish would say, maybe it's not obvious that you need a. It's like saying, how could you have a wall when there's nothing there? So that was only meant that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, and as a result, people are going through the stuff. So that, you know, is a possibility of to be matir a real Shus HaRabim, or in a community where for some reason you can't put up a real Tzuras HaPesach, this could be in lieu of Tzuras HaPesach, to have a Delos. And a Delos HaRoy Linol could possibly be good as well. So that is the story of Glossos. Glossos HaRoyos Linol and Nulus Goliath. But, you know, it goes without saying that you know, if they do it once a year on, I don't know, New Year's or Thanksgiving, and they stop the street, that's not going to take away from the status of the Shus HaRab. Okay. Now, let us discuss some interesting issues that are involved in making an Erev again, making a source of Pesach. So one fundamental halacha that you have to be aware of about an Erev, what the Gemara says, what is a source of Pesach? The Gemara defines source of Pesach is Kana Mikan. Kana Mikan. The Kana Al Gabeim. Meaning Kana Mikan means one vertical, another vertical, and then on top a horizontal pole on top. Kana Mikan. So the idea of the Tzuras HaPesach is that it looks like a door frame. So anything that looks like a door frame is halakhically considered like a wall. Because every wall has a door in it. And you can't say that that's going to take detract from the wall, because that makes the wall usable. If you build a building with walls and there's no entrance, you can't get in. So part of having a functional building is to have doorways. So the doorways are not considered a detraction from the are not considered detraction from the wall. Okay? So the chiddush is that let me just make another okay, before we get through that there are poskim the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita, you see, when we make an Erev, like in a camp or something like that, so basically we put up these things all around the whole area. It's a little funny, because who makes a building like that, just doorways? That's where... Oh, so the Rambam Shita is, that's not good. You can't just make up. The Rambam says this idea of Tzuras HaPesach basically is only said if you already have two walls like this, and now you want to make a doorway here and a doorway here, that's good. Or if you have a wall here and a wall here, and there's a breach in the wall, and you want to cover the gap, since the breach is more than 10 amos, which is no good, so then you can make a Tzuras HaPesach that will. You know, but just to have Tzuras HaPesach all around, that's not a good Eruv.
How much wall of Tzuras HaPesach is necessary for the Rambam?
So the Rambam, you would need more wall than gap. Omer Rambam parts. Or, if you have already two walls, then you could put Tzuras HaPesach number two on the top and the bottom. So there is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Many the people who follow the Rambam are going to be machmir for this. It means that they won't even use an Eruv in a bungalow. Because most Eruv in the bungalows are not following the Rambam's opinion, because the bungalow is not built up. They're making they have all the bungalows, and then around the thing, there's a house, so there's no wall there at all. So basically you're making one Tzuras HaPesach, to another Tzuras HaPesach, to another, you go around the whole thing with Tzuras HaPesachs. So the Rambam says that's no good. If it's a Karmelist, then it'll only be a Psul Derabbanan, obviously, because the whole need for it is only Derabbanan. That's why, so if you're, I think Shrekha might be master for this. Chabad, Chabad Shulchan Aruch Harav follows this. That's why they won't use any Eruv. That's a good, I'm not not to use an Eruv whenever this has Zayin Am. It's dedicated to Shail of the Daraisi. According to Hefter Rishonim, it's a Shail of the Daraisi. You make it Tzuras HaPesach. This Shail of the Rambam is only a Shail of the Rabbanim. So even though the svara to be machmir on that as well, but that much I haven't been keeping. In other words, if I go to a camp in Marasha or whatever, I'll carry in the air thing, because that's not a shayla of a deraisa. But there's still this chumra of the Rambam. Yeah.
Let's say it's like uneven by like let's say you had like one side of there was like a river where it's all closed, and then the other half was Pesach. Would that be the Rambam would say? But the river is still more than the Pesach. But if there's like 100 feet of straight Pesach,
how many in all the directions? Where's the source of Pesach?
like I know, like LA in the valley, it's like one side of the air, like a huge side of it, it's like along the river, so that's like all closed off.
Where are you going?
In LA.
In LA in the valley.
Yeah. So
the highway.
Yeah, and the highway. Then there's like a huge part where it's just like opening, or if it goes along the street. So you would not imagine it's less than, like more than 50% of it is like the river.
Well, I'll tell you about it. We'll talk about it. Like, give me time what to say about it. So this is the zip. You see. One other thing we didn't mention yesterday about Manhattan, and we'll talk about LA also, is that someone be mocked in Manhattan for another reason, that there's a seawall around Manhattan. I once went on a tour one Sunday morning when my friend Rabbi Adam Mintz was the assistant rabbi in KJ, Rabbi Luchstein, 2 years ago. So I went. I was asked by him to go on this boat ride. It wasn't a circle line. It was much more primitive than a circle line. It was together myself, Adam Mintz, Rabbi Schmidman, who used to be the dean. Dean Schmidman was on the boat, and a couple other people joined the boat. and we went around all Manhattan to see the seawall. So there's a seawall that, you know, a real wall around the island. Now there are obviously openings, like when it's a pier, there's no wall over there. And there are some gaps, but in other words, it could be Manhattan is Omed Meruba a la parts. So it could be the whole, right. Rabbi Shechna, I think, once made a comment that potentially, if you sock in Manhattan properly, it could be a better area than a bungalow colony. Why? Because it'll work even according to the Rambam. A bungalow colony doesn't have, Rabbi Shechna has a problem with it because he felt they never did it properly. But there was, if you have walls, basically it's built up. You know, so there are breaches. So you have to put source of pest stuff. And the question is by the bridges and that's the question. How do you put the source of pest stuff by the bridge, etc. Yeah.
It works until you have a very small place, like suppose an air, like one house, for example. You have some natural barriers. You can use those with Suez Pesa in combination to get
there. That's why I
it's like one house. The size of one house. And you have a river on one side, a little stone barrier on the other. You can build Suez Pesa from the other two sides and make an air.
Where do you want to enclose?
A house.
A house. So you can build an air around a house.
You have a creek on one side, a stone on the other. You can build a Suez Pesa on the other two.
According to Rambam, according to any, according
to Rambam would hold not, right?
Well, the Rambam would hold if you have two complete walls, then you could. If you have two complete walls on the east and the west, then you can put a source of Pesach in the north and the south. Or if you have walls on all directions, but they're breaches, then you can fill in the breaches with. You can fill in the breaches with source of Pesach.
The natural barriers, does that count?
Now, natural barriers could count as a wall, you know, depending upon how they're made. You know, they have to be steep. Oh, so that was one idea to why Manhattan might be better in certain senses than other areas, is that Manhattan has the seawall. So maybe, so once you have only Merbala Paris, So then, Gavaldik. You have Mamish, all of Manhattan is Rosh Hashayach and Manatar. And that could be better than all these Erevin in areas that don't have. Instead, whereas some other areas might have less people, but don't have the Mechitzas. The only thing is that there is another concept in Rishus HaRabim called the Platya. So Platya basically is an area that people congregate. You have like a plaza that people come to congregate in that area. So that's different. You see, the Rosh Hashanah we've been talking about till now is a stratia. Stratia is like a highway, a thoroughfare, etc. A platya is an area of where people congregate. So the question is that maybe even though Manhattan has walls around it, but maybe we view the areas in Manhattan that people congregate. That was really Platya was like a type of shuk that people always would go to this particular plaza and congregate there, and that would be Rosh Hashanah HaRabim Min HaTorah. It's not a thoroughfare; it's a place where people congregate. So the question is, does that apply today? Today we have the stores indoors. See, See, it was the shuk they had then, everyone was outdoors. So that's what someone is saying. Maybe we don't have a plot yet as much as that. Rabbi Harai was saying to me, maybe on St. Nicholas, where you know the people are having all their merchandise outside and people will come. But many say we don't have Platyev Zmanazah in terms of that because people don't congregate outside. They go inside to the stores. They're not congregating outside. There's a question that Ezra Schwartz will point out from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos and footnote. He has an unbelievable question. And I was just... I was just looking at Rabbi Kolinsky's laptop and I walked in and that triggered the thing in my mind was he had a picture of the Kosel there. So the question is, why isn't the Kosel a plot? People carry by the Kosel in Shabbos, right? They carry Sefer Torah, they carry Sidurim. So why don't you say that the Kosel itself is a...
The plaza, the wall,
but the you know the rachvas hakosel of course. So how can you carry the kosel on Shabbos?
How many people do you have to make
that? Yes, how many people do you have to have? So you could say it's totally the old machlokas whether you need shishim ribo or you don't. But if you don't need shishim ribo, because according to those, is the pshat that people carry by the Kosel only because they're relying on we need Shishim Ribo and they're not Shishim Ribo by the Kosel. And according to the other Rishonim, let's say you don't need Shishim Ribo, so they're pockets and this is the Raisa. And,
don't you have four walls there also?
maybe.
Three.
And then the question is, do the walls even help by a plot here? Because... maybe since the rabbin go there, that's like having a reshus. You know, Reuven Feinstein once said that his father held that, you know, there could be walls around Manhattan, but it's like having a reshus rabbin with walls around it. Meaning, it's still the walls don't do anything to be moneya the rabbin from going there. There's a whole rabbin there, and the also. So in the footnote of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says a Chiddush, I wanted to say in the footnote there that maybe, and this you have to think if this is a good svara, not a good svara, that maybe Platya is only a Mokum Mischar. But it's not that people congregate just to socialize with the Davin or, you know, Kotel, you do both, I guess. So,
during the week, it's Mischar.
Yeah, there's a lot of mischar going on there. Different type of mischar. One way mischar. So there's something to say about that. So that was the discussion. So I write in my sefer, it could be that the svara is that, you know, that's part of the public part of the city, is that they have a plaza for doing business. Someone told me, my brother-in-law, he went to Italy, or one of these places, Rome, Italy, one of these, he saw Mamasha Plaza where there was Miskar, you know, the real platya of time of Chazal. And that, you know, is the real Rishon Sarabim. So it could be that Kosel, even when people gather there, it's not a mokum for Miskar, you don't call that a platya. And therefore that would solve that issue. There's a guy from LA. See, one issue that we didn't mention is, you see, the big question that we showed we asked. So, like, what if I would put a wall around all of Manhattan, all of the United States of America? Yeah, the Continental Shelf. With all the United States of America, say we build a wall around the whole border of the USA. So it's not mistaken that becomes a reason why. So the Rishonim say you have to be near an Asmo that you're talking about the pizzas. in other words, you have to feel that you're enclosed. If you, in other words, and the question is, what's the shear? So Rav Moshe and Chaim Odom say maybe it's 32 amos based on the din by Maaseh Behema, the shear to Mitzrayim. You know, some shear has to be given. And you have to be ra'atzmo kiyun tocha. You have to feel that you're enclosed. So that's what the Gemara, you know, asked to deal with this, and the Rishonim deal with this in Eruvin. Oh, so in a second. So let's talk about LA for a second. So LA, they had an old Eruv there. Tzimmer Shlita put it up, and people, actually they wanted me to get involved, but I didn't want to get involved in the Eruv in LA. One thing, get involved in little places, and no one's going to have a whole big, you know, a big major city. I wouldn't touch it with that. So, Temple Service of Pesach. So, I was at a wedding with Rabbi Sauer a year or two ago. So, we were schmoozing about Erevin. So, he said, you know, they've made another Erev since that original Erev. And he told me that Rabbi Heinemann came from Baltimore, and he discovered mechitzas around LA. I don't know, train, whatever, you know, that they're mechitzas. Yeah. And based on those mechitzas, so they had a tziruf of the mechitzas of Rabbi Heinemann that he discovered, that there were walls around LA. And based on, you know, the Rav Moshe camp, that you need like the 3 million, that they didn't make the 3 million quota. So this way you satisfy the fight thing, the Shita, with the 3 million, and then with Rav Heinemann's walls, it's Givaldi. So I write my sefer, a lot of times my sefer in Erevin, I discuss different areas, but I don't tell you who I'm talking about, so I shouldn't get, you know, attacked by anybody. So I write in a footnote there. I say, I don't understand. If one part, Rabbi Heinemann says they're mechitzas. Before Rabbi Heinemann came, no one in LA realized that they're mechitzas. So how can you say that that's called Nira Atzma V'tocha mechitzas? If these mechitzas are obviously covering a huge... It's a horror. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, it just bothered me that you know, when someone discovers mechitzas, you know, these mechitzas in this room, you know, they're here. You know, no one has to tell me that we're in mechitzas. And then the whole 3 million thing with Ramosha to me was a chiddush that we should matter certain Erevin based because they don't have the 3 million, and others do have the 3 million, and therefore those are no good. This sheer 3 million to me is a power. Where we get the, you know, the Rav Moshe says that the Shishim Ribo means that one out of five people are out in the street at any given time, so therefore to have Shishim Ribo, we only need 3 million. To me, that's like, you know, I don't know. I think it's a big, chiddush to me. So either one, but again, LA is no worse than all these other things that have the standard coolness of, you know, the Chazon Ish and things like that, about the built up, and probably has those coolness. But this idea, okay, but in Toronto also, you know, they I'll tell you about Toronto in a second. So, yeah.
So, Derek, I'm just curious, for Central America, because they have like the American border security fence to the north, and they have the Panama Canal to the south, and they're surrounded by oceans. Would that, if you held that, you don't have to feel those?
Well, oceans per se, you know, you have to have a real drop. It can't be just like a beach. It has to be, you know, a steep, you know, somewhat steep drop.
If you did have a steep drop, would that count by itself?
Then there's something to talk about. But even, yeah.
Being from Los Angeles, I mean,
you're also from Los Angeles.
We don't think about the freeways as like a mechitzah per se, but once it was pointed out to us, I mean, everyone's fully aware that we're going to be closed by freeways. It's just once it was pointed out, it's so tight in the ground, and there's huge embankments, and they're like, well, oh, okay, now that makes sense. But like, I don't think anybody, if you had been near it physically, you for sure know.
No.
It's not something.
But maybe that's the idea. Okay. I don't know. Even in the big cities, it's just. Somebody just today came over to me and was asking me about, you know, using an air. It's not a simple matter, either direction. You know, but, you know, again, we're talking about. I'm not talking about something that's mamish karmelis. We're talking about ayaros gedolos. So that's a big question, you know, to what. You know, especially, you know, if you're not married yet, you really don't have a tzorach, why should you get involved in using Erev in a big, you know, once you get, as a Hashem, you have kids, so then there's lots to talk about, but, you know, and, I don't know, it sounds like, you know, there's an Erev, so it's, you know, we assume, well, everything's, you know, Erev is not Pasha, if it's in a big city. It's not a big city, but it's clearly a Carmelis. You know, it's something else. Okay, now we said Tzuras HaPesach Chana Mikan Chana Mikan Chana Avamei. So the Gemara, there's a discussion, and this is how we paskin behind them. Ein Tzarech Lita. Meaning like this. You can have, here's the ground. And you have this pole and this pole, and then the wires hovering on top. So as long as these two poles are 10 tefachim high, ain't sarap liga. It doesn't have to be touching. Ain't sarap liga. That's how we pass it. And pashutra means, because we have the concept of good asik mechitza. Whenever you have a mechitza, 10 tefachim high, so we view it as if it goes straight up. Good asik mechitza. And we pass in Ein Tzarech Liga. Okay. Now, there is another halacha that is kedai for us to know, and that is Tzuras HaPesach Sha'asah Min Hatzav La'asah V'lo'ku. That if the Tzuras HaPesach is made Min Hatzav, what does that mean? So, Pasha Shah, some of that side is no good. There has to be kon mikan, kon mikan, and kon al gabei. So it has to be al gabei. It's min atzad, but also local. Now, it's interesting that there are rishonim that learn a totally different pshat in this gemara. And that's like this. That has nothing to do, Tzuras HaPesach HaTzom and HaTzad, Ma'asav L'Klum, is not talking about the construct of the Tzuras HaPesach. That's the Pashut Pshat, that's how most learn. Instead of, you were supposed to do Kon Mikan, Kon Mikan, Kon Al Gavayim, he did it in HaTzad. So that's not good. The Rambam learns a different pshat. The Rambam learns like this. Say you have your trying to close an air. So usually you have like this, you have like this, you have an opening here in the middle. So then you put a Tzuras HaPesach. So what if you have like this and the opening is on the side? So the Rambam says that that's no good. because there is a concept of Pischa Karen Zos. People don't make a Pesach on the corner, so therefore that's not good. So it's a Pesach to be in the middle of the wall. Most Rish, that the Kiddush, Rambam has two Kiddushes. Rambam's first Kiddush is that instead of learning from this, he learns this. But most Rishonim learn that that's not a problem. That's not Pesach Karen Zov. Pesach Karen Zov is only when it's two directional, and you want to make a source of Pesach from, say, this is north, south, east, west, whatever. You want to make it from here. That's two rufos. But this is not. So the discussion that the poskim have is what would the Rambam say to this case? Because the Rambam, according, if he's learning Tzuras HaPesach on the side, is where you position the Tzuras HaPesach, but not where you made it. So maybe this would be okay. Oh, so that's a debate. Most say, no, the Rambam held this case is Pashut. You didn't need a Gemara for this. This is Pashut, that's Pashut. This you need a Gemara to tell. But not the, and others, there are Achronim that say, no. If you hold Tzuras HaPesach, Shatzam, and Atzad, or Sobukum, it's a Din Episcopal of Karen Zavis. Is it in Pisa Bekeren Zavis? So Mamela, the other din doesn't exist. Now, what's the big deal here? I mean, Rabbi Shalom, just put it on top. What's the big deal, right? So the Pesach is on the tzad. What are you such a lachis that you have to put it in the tzad? So put it on top. It's such a big deal. No. Problem is like this. See, as Rabbi Willard pointed out many times. Whenever you build an Eruv, so the best thing is whatever is there naturally, that's the best thing to use, because it's not going to be taken down. So the things that you put up, no, they fall down, they get taken down. So one of the big things that is used in the construction of Eruv is the telephone poles. So the telephone poles, many times, so they have the two poles, a pole and a pole and a pole and a pole, and they have wires on top. But many, very often, the wires are not coming from the top. They're coming what? From the side. So that's, so it's a passive source on the inside. So that becomes the issue. You follow? So that's why it becomes a big issue about something on top. Because, yes, we're not hockey sticks, but the electric company, that's for many times away. A lot of times, it is coming. It is coming from the top. You know, you'll see that it's coming from the top of the pole. But a lot of times, it's not. But that's where this halacha of Tzur Sapech and Shom Ratzad becomes relevant.
It's coming over the top. Something that's off the side, like you see a lot of how it's kind of like a T.
Oh, I was going to get to that. Excellent. So, right, so a lot of times, it's like this, you have this, and then you have T here. And then you have the wires going over this thing. So at first glance, you could say, Tzuras HaPesach, Shasam HaRatzad, it's not coming from the top. However, there is a heter, I discussed in my Sefer, there is a heter that some Achronim give. And that some Eruvin use this heter. And I think in Toronto they might have even used it. And that is to say that this is, you know, they made a dimyon to Anfe Ha'iwa. You have a tree. We have a tree, right? And there's many branches. So there are many tops to the tree. So this is like a branch of the tree. So this is also the top. There's nothing above it. So this is one top. This is maybe the tippy top. But why isn't this also considered on the top? Well, we say no. So that's the question. Could this also become? Now, I was recently someplace, wherever, and there was an announcement made that there's an Erev in this place, wherever. And then on the Shabbos, I just wanted to see what it was. And sure enough, from what I saw, they were relying on, you know, on the top, going from the side, which, you know, Bizman is there, you know, it's not the main, clearly not the mainstream way of building an Erev, of relying on that. In other words, people today usually don't, but I can't say that they're not cheaters that say that this is all, you know. And if you want to see more about the topic I wrote about it in the Sefer, about the different cheaters about whether this is a good heter or not a good heter, yeah.
Is there a spark to say that like this is like even better, because if we're relying on already built telephone lines, and there's much less of a chance they'll break, as opposed to people that are on it, then they'll break and people will break each other.
Well, if it's good, it's good. If it's not good, it's menatzah. So it's nice that it's not going to break, but it might not be good. That's why we would like to use telephone poles to the best, you know, to whatever we can. So, you know, so what people sometimes do with the telephone poles is they'll when it's coming, sometimes it's just coming, you know, menatzah, they'll put something on the bottom, you know. In camp, you know, you put a garbage can, if it's tall enough, a garbage can underneath. And in Israel also, they have this, you know, use garbage cans. You have to make sure that it's steady and maybe you can. And I remember once on a Friday, there was a shiloh with the Erev here. And who called you? We put a garbage can there. You know, garbage cans, you know, get moved, as you know. So, you know, when it's Friday, you know, 10 minutes left to Shkia, you know, you're really desperate, you can very well put a garbage can.
What does that do?
Well,
so the garbage can.
So the garbage can, it now becomes the economy car. So it's on top. Now it's not considered a minatzah. It means, You know, they have the light bulbs sometimes they use also, depending upon how they're made. So this is a fundamental part of Hilchos Erev, is this din of Tzurusa Pesach, Shatzon Menatzah, loss of Lokum. Now, we generally assume also there's a discussion if there's a sag. In the sometimes, you know, it's not exactly straight. It starts with it, and then it sags. So is it a problem? Is it not a problem? So that's also a discussion. You know, the post-game talk, you know, some bring a riot from the Gemara has that they used to make it with the. In the vine, the vineyard, with the zmora, with the branch, with the kana. So, like Rabbi Will point down, Al Nachman will point down, the branch is not going to be exactly straight. Because there is a concept of, you know, the Avdi Inshi, that you're supposed to make it Tzurusa Pesach the way people normally make a door. So, you see this door here, it's perfectly straight. So, if you veer from that, that's the question. Is that a problem? So the Sivas has a chiddush, and he says that the dinik, the Avdi Inshi, is not said by Erev. It's only said by Hilchos Mezuzah. By Mezuzah, you need a real Pesach. Here, all we need is a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, it doesn't have to be Mamish HaPesach. It's a Tzuras HaPesach. It's a big chiddush. And therefore, even though it's not exactly the way you'd make a Pesach, that can answer up a lot of questions. You know, maybe it'll answer up some, say, the question about that we make, you know, many doors consecutively. You know, It's a tzuras ha-pesach, not mamash ha-pesach. For a mezuzah, you need mamash ha-pesach. And that's the question is, how come we don't put up a mezuzah on our Erev, on our tzuras ha-pesach, we shouldn't put up a mezuzah. So some say, chazanishta, maybe we should, but it'll get the refrain is going to get damaged, etc. Tal tzuah, it's going to get rain, etc. But the deceiver says, no, it's because it's not a real pesach, it's just a tzuras ha-pesach. In other words, something that looks like a Pesach, so then there's a halacha that that could count as well. Yeah, we have a couple more minutes left. Now, let me just tell you, before we conclude this, I mean, Erevin, you know, you can't do it in 2 sessions, you can't do it in 22 sessions, but I think we've covered a lot of different things, but you should realize one thing, that even after you put up the Tzuras HaPesach, you still can't carry, because there is a halacha midrabbanim. Say you're in an apartment building, so you have everyone has their own apartment, which is a Rishus HaYachid. Now the hallway is also a Rishus HaYachid, because it's enclosed. But that Rishus HaYachid is for everybody. So it's a halacha just that Chachamim made an Issur Rabbanon that you can't carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid midrabbanon without making an Erev Chatzeres. What does that mean? That means like this. If I have my own house, so I have 15 rooms in the house, there's a kitchen, a living room, and a den, so you can carry from any room you want because it's all one person owns this house. But if you have an area where it's a communal thing, in other words, you have a courtyard and everyone has the house in the courtyard and then you open up into a common courtyard, similar like an apartment building. Everyone has their apartment and they open up into a courtyard, into the hallway. So then there's a halacha that you can't carry midrabbanon unless you have a Erev Chatzeres, which means that you collect some bread from everyone. You make a whole collection. Everyone gives a grogeris, the size of a dried out fig of bread, and you put it into someone's house. And then we view everyone as one unit. That's pretty. We're making air around all of Queens and Brooklyn, because it would take a long time to knock on, you have to knock on many doors. So what we do is we just buy a box of matzahs and we have one person pick up the box of matzahs on behalf of the whole community and we put it in one person's house and it gets into everyone living in that house and you can't carry unless you do that. Because even if you did all the proper things about putting up the walls and the Tzuras HaPesach, you still can't carry midrabbanan without an Erev Chatzeres. And if they're going there, going and attracted to Erev Chatzeres, then you have to do Schiris Rishus. You have to rent out their chelak in the street or from each guy. That's also going to be pretty hard. Go to each guy and rent. So then the Mark says that you could go to somebody who has Rishus to go into the guy's apartment. Right? So today we say that, the police department or something like that that has jurisdiction, so maybe that you can go to the chief and rent it out all the streets or whatever for religious purposes. So you have to do both. If you're making a community air, both a Sefirot Rishus and an Erev Chatzeres, and then you could first carry. So even if you took care of the So you have to take care of three things. You have to take care of the physical walls with the openings in the walls. Then you have to have the Erev Chatzeres and the Schiris Rishus, and then you can first carry. But without all three, you can't carry. Some say that in America maybe you can't really do a proper Schiris Rishus because there's no one who really has the same jurisdiction as they used to have over people's private domains. And that, you know, with, and some say maybe it could work only for the streets, but maybe Paki shouldn't go to a goy's house on Shabbos, because maybe you can't be so careful. In other words, it could be a question with eminent domain and all the things where they could take over, you know, if they decide they need to build a road in the middle of your backyard, and, you know, they decide you need a public road now, so they'll pay you off. They'll tell you to move someplace else, and they'll, you know, knock down your house and build a road there. So that's the question of their jurisdiction, of who's gonna who's in charge of that. But when you go to a hotel for Shabbos, so there's also a discussion. You need to make Erev Chatzeres. So some are of the opinion, based on the Mishnah Berurah, that in my hotel, you're not renting out a particular room. They could switch your room on you. You're renting out, you're just giving money that you should be able to stay in the hotel. Which room? So they could decide, you know, you're here now, but we need this room. We got to kick you out and put you someplace else. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, there wouldn't be, as Rabbi Willard thought, there wouldn't be an obligation. Some say that that's not a good hector. It's only if you're all eating together in one kitchen, then you wouldn't have to make it. In the dormitory, usually they don't make people carry from one room to the other. Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that maybe they should make an Erev Chatzeres, but the mice, there's a lot to say you're not having to make an Erev Chatzeres based on one of these svaras. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a big kiddush. He said that if you're in a building and the owner or the super keeps things there, say the fridge is owned by the building, so then that's called a tfisas yad. The Baal Bais has a tfisas yad in every apartment that we don't view as a separate rishus. And others say, what is he talking about? That's only if the Baal Bais is keeping something for his own storage purposes. But if you're renting that thing also, then there's no head there. But you know, some rely on this head there of emotion, you know, in a situation where they aren't able to make an Erev Chatzeres. Okay, any questions? So let's just review a little bit what we said. And today we mentioned the din of the losos, that the losos can work even for Shus HaRabim. And there are two opinions. First of all, whether Adelis needs a Tzuras HaPesach or not. Chazanish says, without a Tzuras HaPesach, Adelis alone is nothing. It must fall. And the other, the Abinezer and the Radzina say no, that a Dallas could even be without a Tzuras HaPesach. And then we discuss whether the losses have to be actually closed every night, or Royal and all. Rambam says Royal and all is enough, others say you need Mamish Ne'ulos. And then we discuss whether there's Manazah, there could be concept of even royal and all that. But there are poskim that say that it is considered royal and all, even though the government won't allow. There are prominent poskim will say like that. So the Dallas will be relevant for either an area that they won't allow you to put up a Tzuras HaPesach, or for a real Rishus HaRabim. Because even if you hold it to a real Rishus HaRabim, but if you put up a Dallas, then it's okay. Then we discussed also the concept of how to make it. The Tzuras HaPesach has to be kan al veil. The Tzuras HaPesach is from the tzad, but also the klum. Can't be from the side, it's from the top. And we consider, usually the minute what people do is that they put a nail here, and then they string it around the nail. So, you say the nail is bottom, you say that You see, there's another heter called the heter of tochuv. Tochuv means that, say, you have a hole here, and there's a hole inside, and I put the string through the hole. Is that called menatzah? So you think maybe it is, it's not a tap. But you say no, that it's a tap of this. It's a tap. It has to be a tap of something. You see, whether it's menatzah, it's not a tap of anything. But if it's tochuv, at least on top of this. And a lot of the telephone poles are tochuv. Sometimes what happens, it will go through the thing. So if it's tochuv, that could be well. So this is Mogora from tochuv. You saw the tochuv is at least has to be on top of something. It doesn't have to be on the tippy top, but it has to be on top of something. And that could be a heter as well. But that works in a lot of times. And then we discussed the Rambam Shita about Sushu Sapacha Samanatzan and how it impacts the telephone poles and the Pisuk Kanzavis and the requirement of the Eir Chatziris and the Skiris Rishus. And okay, these are basic issues of Eir, so you at least have a little hasaga of what an Eir is. And really, I mean, it's a whole topic that requires years of diligent study to understand it in full, but at least now you have at least some idea of what it's all about, of the neighbors in the community, and when it can work and when it can't work, and these are some of these. So next week you said we're doing what topic, Rosh
Hashanah?
Tilsi Dain. Okay, different topic. Tilsi Dain. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Ok